from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkish President and U.S. Secretary of Defense meet in Ankara. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. A U.S. Defense Department statement said the leaders agreed to maintain frequent communication and close coordination to ensure that the coalition fighting the Islamic State terror group is dealt a lasting defeat. Carter's trip to Ankara comes as the U.S. is increasingly worried about tensions between Turkey and Iraq surrounding the campaign to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from IS fighters. European Union heads of state continue their summit Friday in Brussels, where the EU's response to Russia's bombing campaign in Syria is high on the agenda. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Despite the temporary ceasefire in the skies above Aleppo, there's little sign of a lasting end to the bombing campaign unleashed by Syrian government and Russian forces. Europe and the United States accuse Moscow of killing and injuring thousands of civilians, actions that France says amount to war crimes. Arriving in Brussels for her first European Council summit Thursday, British Prime Minister Theresa May called for European unity.
We must continue to work together, and it's vital that we work together to continue to put pressure on Russia to stop its appalling atrocities, its sickening atrocities in Syria.
Europe had debated easing the sanctions applied to Russia over its forceful takeover of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. That's now seen as highly unlikely. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. The United Nations was forced to postpone planned medical evacuations in the eastern part of Aleppo Friday because security assurances were not given by groups fighting in the city. Spokesman for the United Nations Humanitarian Office, Jens Laerke, said medical evaluations of sick and injured could not begin this morning as planned because the necessary conditions were not in place. With more from Geneva, here's Lisa Schlein for VOA.
High Commissioner Zaid says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia on Thursday ordered that a humanitarian pause in Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. Syria and Russia stopped airstrikes on Aleppo Tuesday, and the pause in fighting had been due to end at 7 o'clock local time on Thursday. A powerful 6.6 magnitude earthquake has hit western Japan, causing power outages to tens of thousands of homes. There is no immediate reports of injuries or serious damage. Meteorologists say there is no danger of a tsunami. Authorities in Ethiopia have arrested at least 1,600 people under a state of emergency declared October the 8th. The Ethiopian government's response to protests that have spread over the past year was to implement a six-month state of emergency restricting expression, speech, and movement. Security forces are permitted to detain and search subjects in their homes without a court order. Human Rights Watch says the state of emergency may be formalizing a government practice that began when protests erupted a year ago. South Africa will withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Michael Masutha is a justice minister.
In order to ensure South Africa's continued ability to conduct active diplomatic relations, a bill proposing the repeal of the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court Act 2002 will soon be tabled in Parliament.
It's the Rome Statute that legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC, which was established to bring to justice the perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. African countries, however, say the court is solely focused on leaders on their continent. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.